Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in once again to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I am excited to be with you as always. Tonight, our show is only going to be on for about 10 minutes because I wanted to come to you tonight to give you some updates about the things that are happening on it with Issues Concerning Women. I know that I'm going to give out a lot of information, so it'll be quick, but you know, you can always email me at icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can give me a phone call and call in right now at 1-347-826-7543. Tonight we want to talk about ladies, how do you balance your life, how do you move forward in your career, how do you keep the relationships going, the intimacy within yourself. And we have a program that we call Listen to Her Voice. And this is going to be a program that we're going to do once a month, and we're going to do it live right here in Virginia Beach. But if you live anywhere in the United States, we're going to come back the following week and share with you on one of the broadcasts about the Listen to Your Voice format. It is a dialogue about getting to talk about the things that are intimate and close to our hearts. It's a sister circle. We're only going to have a limited number of seats for this event that's coming up, but we definitely want to touch on subjects that are important to women in the community. With Issues Concerning Women, I am always excited to be on the radio, and I just want to share that with you. And thank you so much for tuning into my show on Thursday nights and continuing to follow and to send your questions and your requests to the show. So without further ado, I'm going to give you a rundown of what's been going on with Issues Concerning Women. For the past 3 months, we have been doing a month-to-month conference, and we've been doing a city a month. And we pick the cities according to where we're asked to come and speak sometimes, or we pick them randomly. So there's no rhyme or reason why we've gone to these particular cities. But let me just tell you, we've been in New Jersey in August. We were in Virginia Beach in September. And this month we were actually in Raleigh, North Carolina. So if you would like Issues Concerning Women to come to your town, all you have to do, send me an email, send me a message on the message board here in Blog Talk Radio, and we'll be able to do that. So let me just tell you a little bit about what we do at the women's conferences. We set up a format where we actually bring in leaders from the community and also leaders from other cities and states. They come in to the conference, and they're called Women's Leadership Conference. And we always have themes, and the last month and this month, we kept the same theme because it was all right on time for what we were doing, and it was called Who's That Lady in Leadership? Now, what does that mean? That means that we all have the potential to be leaders, but some of us have been a little lackadaisical about stepping up and doing all the things that we want to do, so we hold back. But by you attending the conference and attending the workshops afterwards, we're able to help you to get to where you want to go from right where you are right now. We don't spend a lot of time on the things that you've done in the past because that's only going to hold you back. We're not trying to be your therapist. We're trying to be your mentor, your motivator, your inspirator to help you get to where you want to go starting from where you are today. Because what happens is when you go to the conference, you learn a lot, and the speakers are powerful women, and we do have men in our conferences as well, but the last few months we've had women, powerful women, that give you what you need to get you started. But the first thing that you have to do is make a decision that you want to do it. And I heard this the other day, and I'm going to paraphrase it. And it was there were six birds sitting on a branch, and I didn't say it wrong, but you get the gist of it. Six birds sitting on a branch in a tree. And two of the birds made a decision to fly away. So how many birds were still in the tree? Now, if you do the simple math, you know that if you subtract two from six equals four. But that would be the wrong answer. The answer is six birds were still in the tree. Why? Because two of the birds made a decision to leave, to fly away, but they never actually moved. They had just made a decision. So what do I mean by saying make a decision? Once you make a decision, you decide that you're going to do something, then you have to take some kind of action. You can be like the birds and just sit on the branch and make a decision and you can never fly away. But once you made the decision and then you take action, then you will fly away. So this is your opportunity to take action. This is your opportunity to fly away and to fly into your destiny, to be who you want to be, not letting anybody stop you. Of course, you have to think things out. You have to write things down. You have to plan. I always talk about there's power in the plan. And today is no exception, but it doesn't change. It just makes you think about where you are right now and how you're going to get to where you want to go. Let's say you've made the decision. Okay, now that you made the decision, you have to set a plan. You have to be determined. And that's one of the other things that you have to do. You make the decision, and then you have to be determined to do something and take action. So tonight we're talking about issues concerning women, the conferences, the things that we do, because a lot of people want to know, well, what do you do? And how can what you do benefit somebody else? What I do is I share the information that I gain through research, through the mentorship programs. I'm a mentor and a mentee. Somebody mentors to me. I know where I want to go. I know the path I want to take. I take the information that I gain and I share it with others so that they can make changes in their lives. I know that's a mouthful, but it's, when you think about it, it's really pretty basic and simple. So my challenge to you tonight is, have you made a decision to move forward in your life? Have you made a decision that you're going to start your business this year? Have you made a decision that you're going to build on the relationships that you have or let some of the people that are in your life that are not powerful, people who are not uplifting, who are not inspiring you, who are not motivating you, to let them go? Have you made a decision you're going to go back to school? If any of these things you put a check yes by, then once you've made the decision, and then you have to be determined to take action, to do something to get it going. So tonight, I encourage you to set your goals, get your pencil and paper, write down what you want to do, when you want to do it, how you're going to get it done, how much is it going to cost, if it costs anything, when is the start date, and when is the end date. Why am I saying this to you? Because once you make the decision, once you're determined to take action, then you have to put the plan into action. There's power in the plan. Once you start writing things down, and then you will be determined that you can move forward in your life and just never stop doing the things that you want to do, the things that you have passion about, knowing that every step that you take towards where you want to go makes your life that much better. And you will be so excited about all the things that you're doing in your own life. I just want to say thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. This has been a short segment of my radio show, so please tell others about it. I will be back next week with my regular show. What we have been doing in our church is every Thursday night we have what we call Hula Hoop Night. So if you live in Hampton Roads, in the surrounding areas, from 7 to 8, we hula hoop. And in that session, we get to actually empower each other, have great conversations, and to bond and as sister friends and just have a place that we can go, we exercise, and we share information. November the 1st will be our first Listen to Her Voice segment. We want you to come out and participate. You do have to register, and you can call me at 757-567-6734. It will be an intimate setting. It is a limited number of seats. We will have refreshments, so you do have to call to register if you live in Hampton Roads. But if you're not in Hampton Roads and you're not able to make the meetings, once we're done with the dialogue, and then I will come back in a radio format and share it with you. We may even be able to do a video, and if thus said the Lord, we'll do that. But we're going to sit down and have that conversation about balance in our lives, about intimate relationships. Menopause is going to be one of the subjects, our health, exercise, and nutrition. So keep in touch. We thank you so much for listening to Issues Concerning Women, and we'll be back next Thursday. God bless.